The roster Miami announced Sunday kept Devon Achane's backfield at four names: Ollie Gordon II, Jalen Wright, Achane, and DJ Herman, per Grace O'Donnell on the team's official site, though Shane Kubis's accounting at Finn Fanatic counts the room at three, leaving Herman out of it. And the week's real story is how much motion it took to arrive at so little change. On Thursday, Miami acquired running back Jarquez Hunter from the Rams for receiver Tutu Atwell, per Adam Schefter's reporting via Sports Illustrated. At Sunday's cutdown, the team waived Hunter, per its own transaction wire, 3 days in and out with no reachable beat writer explaining the sequence. Carlos Washington Jr. was waived the same day, 3 days after head coach Jeff Hafley had praised his camp. "He's a guy that's kind of just quietly had a good camp," per Alan Poupar at Dolphins on SI. And Donovan Edwards and Coleman Bennett went Saturday, per team announcements. Asked Saturday whether Miami would keep four running backs, Hafley said, "Those are still some of the discussions going on, and I think that will clear up between today and tomorrow," per the team's transcript. It cleared up by keeping four. Achane's own week was silence, and that reads as status. No Achane snap appears in any of three reachable accounts of Friday's 17-12 preseason finale loss to Atlanta. An omission across the coverage, rather than a reported inactive, consistent with Hafley's stated policy of holding starters out, which he defended on the grounds that the regulars got roughly 40-plus competitive reps in joint practices, per Noah Clark at Dolphins Talk. Miami finished the preseason winless in three games with 15 total points, and the quarterback room handing Achane the ball was rebuilt twice behind Malik Willis in 48 hours, a trade-out, a trade-in, and a waiver claim. For anyone new to this file, the June read said Achane's rushing efficiency and receiving role are real and repeatable. By our numbers from last season, 238 carries for 1,350 yards, 5.7 a carry, plus 67 catches, and that the one exposure is whether the offense stays on schedule under Willis, because a speed back is the profile most punished by bad game script. Last week's episode asked whether he would play in the finale and how the Wright Gordon backup question would resolve at cutdown. The answers: no recorded finale snap, and Miami resolved the backup question by keeping both. The exposure, if anything, sharpened. The team enters September with no veteran arm behind Willis and an offense that scored 15 preseason points. We'll pick him back up as week one comes into focus. Data via NFLverse.